Hello and welcome to the Torah Eimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Aviva Orlean, and today we will be studying Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, Perek 22. This Perek is a real departure from the bulk of our Perekim that we've been studying in Sefer Shmuel, because it is a Perek that has Shiras David, the Song of David. The first Pasuk, Aleph, Vayidaber David LaHashem es Divrei HaShira HaZos, David spoke these words of this Shira, speak to the idea that is HaShira HaZos, that this Shira, this specific Shira of David, stood out from amongst the other songs that David composed. This Perek is almost identical to Perek Yod Ches 18 of Tehillim, with some minor differences. And there are differences of opinion as to when this was actually composed. Rashi maintains that this was composed at the end of David's life as a thanksgiving for all of the kindness and salvation that he received from Hashem. The Abarbanel maintains that David composed this early on in his life and would say this Shira after each victory that he experienced. And then when completing Sefer Tehillim, he edited this Shira slightly so that it would be applicable to anybody who was dealing with challenges in future generations. From this Perek, we get a glimpse into the deep poetic and spiritual soul of David. It's true that we have gotten a slight glimpses of his poetic nature from the Kina of Shaul and Yehonasan, but much of Sefer Shmuel that we've been studying really has dealt with David HaMelech's battles, his strategies, his practical, ability to run the country, and his spiritual challenges. But now we are offered a different vantage point of David's sublime soul and his inner reaction and his attitude towards the events in his life. Shmuel Beis focused only on one aspect of his tremendous accomplishments, but here we get a glimpse of the David HaMelech, not as political leader, not as warrior, but the David HaMelech that wrote Shiros v'Tishbachos, songs and praises, and the one who was engrossed in connecting with God and his Torah. Within the Shira, he does in the beginning delineate between his enemies. There is a statement of that he's thanking Hashem for saving him from Shaul, and then the other enemies as well. And he makes a distinction between Shaul and the other enemies because the period of time when he dealt with Shaul was particularly painful, but also because dealing with Shaul was not the same way that you deal with other enemies. He did not really wish to harm Shaul. And therefore, Pasuk Aleph continues and says, "B'yom hitzil Hashem aso mikaf kol oivav umikaf Shaul," that he thanks Hashem for thanking him for saving him from all of his enemies and from saving him from Shaul. This Shira is designated by Chazal as one of the 10 Shiros that were said in history. Amongst those in the ranks are Shiras Hayam, the Az Yashir, Shiras Devorah, and others. The 10th Shira will be sung during the time of Mashiach. If we look at the content of this Perek, it is divided into a number of different sections. The first section, Psukim Aleph through Beis 1 and 2, are general statements of Hashem's protection. So moving to Pasuk Beis 2, Vayomar, Hashem sal'i umetzudasi umafaltili. Hashem is my rock and my fortress, and he allows me to escape. He has always provided protection for me, and I am able to escape my enemies. Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3, Elokei tzuri echasebo, Hashem is my rock, and I will find protection in him. Magini, he is my shield. Vekeren yeshi, he is the horn of my salvation. Miskabi, he is my protection. Umnusi, he lets me escape. He allows me to escape. Moshi'i mechamas toshieni, and Hashem saves me from injustice. According to the Targum Yonos that is explained by the Das Sofrim, David is saying something so fundamental. Hashem is my God of the rock that is in me. Hashem's Elokei Tzuri Echesebo. Hashem is the God of my rock, which means, what does the rock represent? It represents the tremendous character traits of strength, perseverance, and tolerance that were as strong as a rock. And David HaMelech is proclaiming that these are gifts from God. How did he have the wherewithal to bounce back and achieve heights after going through trials of being mocked, pursued, maligned? The answer is that God saved him and provided him with the emotional and psychological tools to deal with it. So when it says Elokei Tzuri, Hashem is the God of those rocks, of those character traits that are within me. And we know that David is not just speaking about his own experiences. Certainly we know this from Tehillim, that beneath the layers of his own experiences, he gives us the ability to dig and discover our own personal and collective relationship to David's experiences. Therefore, he says, God gave the nation as a whole a collective soul that is as hard as a rock, and therefore we are able to deal with this challenge. But at the same time, Echasabo, we all have tools to deal with issues, but I still have to rely on God. I have to look at confidence to God. We have Magain in this pasuk. Magain is a shield. Sometimes the struggles come and do not abate, but even when those struggles were there, Hashem was my shield. The bullets are coming, but I have protection. Keren Yishi, Hashem gives us the tools to fight like horns on an animal, like horns on an animal that have built-in defense systems. And then Miskabi, Hashem is my ultimate refuge. And the highest level of salvation that came to David was when he no longer needed those defense systems, but Hashem Menusi, Hashem allowed him to escape. One of the hardest challenges for David was Moshi'i Mechamas Toshi'eni, that Hashem saved him from injustice. So much of David's life dealt with not just people trying to physically harm him, but those that tried to hurt him emotionally, which was just as painful, if not more painful. Hashem saved him from that chamas, from that corruption as well. So Psukim Aleph through Gimel 1 to 3 is that first section where David is making a statement of Hashem's general protection of him. In the second section, we have Dalet through Zion 4 through 7, which mentions specific instances of David crying out to Hashem when in the middle of a tzara. Pasuk Dalet 4, Mehulal ekra Hashem, with praises I call out to God, ume aivai ivasheya, and from my enemies I am saved. David is telling us that the foundation of his salvation from God is as a result of tefillah. And if we skip to Pasuk Zion 7, Betzarli ekra Hashem ve'elolokai ekra. When I am in bitter straits, I call out to God, and to my God I call. V'yishma mehechalo koli v'shavasi ba'aznav. And Hashem hears my voice, and my cries reach his ears. So the next section, Psukim Ches through Tes Zion 8 through 16, is a section describing Hashem's hashgacha in the world, or his giloi shechina, his revelation of his presence. And the way Hashem is revealed is through these natural events. Either we can understand that these natural events, the earthquakes and fires, natural occurring fires or winds, hurricanes, are a way of demonstrating that Hashem runs the world and Hashem is present in the world. Or according to the Radak, as he explains in Sefer Tehillim, these events describe events in our history. These natural events are metaphors for events of salvation that occurred in our history, or events where Hashem has revealed himself through history. So for example, Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8, Vatig'ash Vatir'ash Ha'aretz, the earth quaked and roared. This is a reference to the destruction of Sodom. Or in Pasuk Tes, Allah Ashan Ba'apo, the smoke rose from his nostrils, is a reference to the Makos, the punishments to Paro. And in Pasuk Yud, Ten Vayet Shamayim Vayered, is a reference to Matan Torah. He bent down the heavens and he descended. And yet another way of understanding these psukim is by looking at these quote-unquote natural disasters that are described, earthquakes, fire, darkness, winds, as metaphors for Hashem bringing punishment to David's enemies. And of course, this is referring to our enemies as well. The next section, Yud Zion through Chaf, 17 through 20, is more description of how Hashem saved David from his enemies. Seems to be a description of David, not in the macro level of earthquakes and fire and wind, but on a very micro level, on a very personal level. So for example, Yud Zayin, Yishlach mimarom, Yikacheni, Hashem sent down from on high and took me, Yamsheni mimayim rabim, he saved me, he drew me out from the deep waters. So all of these are references to his own personal salvation in a very personal way. The next section is talking about Hashem's hashgacha and the idea of schar va'onesh. That's psukim chaf aleph through lamed beis. The idea that David must be deserving of Hashem's salvation. If we look back to pasuk chaf, pasuk 20, before this section, it says vayotzei lemerchav osi yechaltzeni ki chafetz bi. God took me out into an open space and he saved me, ki chafetz bi, because he wanted me. But he is qualifying that and saying in Pasuk Chaf Beis 22, just because Hashem wants him and he was chosen by God for the role of king, this does not absolve him of maintaining a proper path. Therefore, he has to guard and he wants to guard God's covenant. So Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, Yigmaleni Hashem kitzidkasi. Hashem pays me back according to my righteousness if I am deserving of it. Kivor yadai yashiv li. He paid me back according to the cleanliness of my hand. Chaf Beis 22, ki shamarti darchei Hashem, because I observe the ways of God, velo rashati me'elokai, and I did not do evil. And then chaf gimel, the kichol mishpatav l'naydi, all of his judgments, all of his mishpatim are before me. V'chukosav lo asor mimena. To take myself away, I'm not going to move myself away from his chukim. That's one way of understanding it. And Pasuk Chaf Dalet 24, v'heyet tamim lo, I will be pure with him. V'eshtamra me'avonin, I will guard myself from sin. And then Chaf Vav 26, im chasid tis chasad. If somebody acts as a chasid, as a devout person that is connected to God, Hashem will act connected and devout and loyal to you. Im gibor tamim titamam. If you act with great strength in your purity, Hashem will be pure with you. The next section, Lamed Gimel to Mem Gimel, 33-43, is a description of Hashem bringing salvation to David specifically in his wars. There are many references to warfare. And as we know, his prayers transcend the barriers of time, and it is a plea to Hashem that he continue to bring salvation to Bnei Israel in every generation. So we have in Pasuk Lamed Hey, Melamed Yadai Lemilchama, you have taught me how to engage in warfare, V'nichasa, Keshes Nechusha Zro Osai, and you have given me the ability to hold a copper bow in my arms. The next section, Mem Dalet through Mem Vav 44-46, is a description of David's kingdom and his thanksgiving to God for placing him as a leader, so much so that even people from other nations end up serving him. And Chazal say that there were many converts during David's time as well as during Shlomo's time. So, Pasuk Mem Dalet 44, Vatifalteni meirivei ami tishmereni l'rosh goyim. You have rescued me from the confrontations of my nation. You have placed me to be the head of all the nations. Am lo yadati yavduni. Nations that didn't even know me are now serving me. And the final sections, 47 Mem Zion through the end, speak of David HaMelech's specific salvations and his thanksgiving to Hashem and a tefillah for the future salvation and ultimate redemption. So we have, for example, Pasuk Mem Tes 49, Umotzi'i me'oivai, you have taken me out, you have extricated me from my enemies, Umikamai to Romamani, and from those that rise up against me, you have raised me up, Me'ishcha masim tatzileni, you have saved me from men that do injustice to me. Therefore, Nun 50, Alkein, Oldcha Hashem bagayim, Ulashimcha azamer, because of all of that salvation that you have given to me, I will thank you amongst all of the nations, and your name, and to your name I will sing. And then Pasuk Nun Aleph is the final Pasuk. This Pasuk we say when we say Birchas HaMazon, we say benching. Nun Aleph tells us, Migdol Yeshuos Malko V'osei Chesed Limshicho L'David U'Lezaro Ad Olam. Hashem's salvations are like a fortress. They are constantly protecting me. V'osei Chesed Limshicho, it's constantly doing Chesed. Hashem's salvation is one that is constantly giving forth that Chesed time and time again, L'David, to David, and U'Lezaro, and to his descendants forever. This final pasuk, there's a slight variation in Tehillim where it says, Magdil Yeshuos Malko, which is where we get the which is the source for on Yontif we Shabbos and Yontif we say Migdol, and we take the pasuk from Tehillim and we say Magdil during the days of the week. The reasons for this are beyond the scope of this format, but this pasuk is a tefillah that the chesed that was bestowed upon David in the form of the talents that he was given, in the form of the salvations, in the form of Hashem's providence, should continue forever for future generations. And he began this mizmor, this shira, by offering appreciation for everything that he had, and now he is thanking Hashem at the end of this shira as well. He is acknowledging everything that God has given to him. Now, what's noteworthy here is that Sefer Shmuel began with Tfilas Chana and her nevuah. And the end of her nevuah and her Tfilas Chana is V'yitain oz l'malko v'yarem keren mishicho, that Hashem should give strength to his king and raise the horn of his anointed one. Her nevuah was a tefillah, or it is a prophecy, but it was also a tefillah that after the troubled time of the Tekufas HaShoftim, of the period of the judges, that the monarchy should be established. And with that monarchy, there should be unity and chesed within Hashem's nation. And it should be stamped with Hashem's providence and sanctity. V'yitain oz l'mako v'yaren keren mishicho. So here, David is telling us that Chana's nevuah came to fruition. He is talking about his melucha. He is talking about the chesed. He is talking about the majesty of the monarchy, all thanks to God. And of course, this nevuah is a prophecy for future generations and the ultimate Mashiach. When we say, Migdol Yeshuos Malko V'yosei Chesed L'mshicho L'David U'lezaro Ad Olam, that David's dynasty should be reinstated with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilo Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.